Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you 60 minutes ahead for today's edition on 15 January 2019. We would like to present some programs started with news, commentary, and other information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well listeners, we will begin our program with news. Stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
This is Ania Sana with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo meets rural government apparatuses. Ahead of simultaneous presidential and legislative election, 130 overseas election committee continue registering the number of voters. And now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo met the rural government apparatuses from various Indonesian regions at the Istora Sport Complex Bung Karno Stadium in Jakarta on Monday. As quoted by Antara News Agency, President Joko Widodo or Jokowi expressed his gratitude for services of rural government apparatuses to the rural communities. He also explained the government has paid major attention to villages, so it has provided village funds. The central government has allocated village funds totaling 257 trillion rupiah for the period of 2015 to 2019. He further said the funds should be circulated from village to village and not to go to cities, particularly Jakarta. The president also revealed that the central government will soon revise government regulations on salary of rural apparatuses to make their salaries at par with those of civil servants of Group 2 by also taking into account the years of service. In the next 3 months, the people of Indonesia will hold presidential and legislative election to elect their legislative members and president and vice president for the period of 2019-2024. The General Election Commission KPU itself has set a date for the voting from April 8 to 17, with simultaneous voting across 34 provinces on April 17. Indonesian citizens living abroad, of course, also hold the People's Democratic Fiesta. There are at least 130 Overseas Election Committee or PPLN spread across 129 Indonesian representative offices and the Indonesian Trade and Economic Office KDEI in Taipei. Director of Protection for Indonesian Citizens and Indonesian Legal Entities of the Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry, Lalu Muhammad Iqbal, said that even though the General Election Commission had announced the number of permanent voter list DPT spread abroad reaching more than 2 million, the overseas election committees continued to pick up the ball against voters who had not enrolled yet. Iqbal further added that two things that became crucial abroad were the number of the permanent voters list and how many of them used their voting rights, which became a special concern of the committee this year. Because according to Iqbal, specifically for the implementation of the presidential election in 2019, it is targeted that the percentage of overseas voters will increase from the 2014 presidential election, which was only 40% of more than 2 million people listed in the voters list. This year, we expect about 50%. It is still updating. Now, the stage is that we make sure that of the number that has been recorded in the latest list, they will use their voting rights as much as possible. On separate occasion, Lalu Muhammad Iqbal added, Indonesian citizens who have not registered have the right to vote by showing their passports or travel document in lieu of an Indonesian citizen passport or SPLP. They can still exercise their rights on the election day. And Iqbal explained, however, the voters with passports and travel document are only allowed to vote at the last 1 hour by using a reserve ballot in accordance with the election law. Whereas in the election law, it is stated that the number of the reserve ballot is 2% of the total permanent voters list, or DPT. The Jakarta Police Force is to deploy up to 2,000 officers to secure the first presidential debate at the Bidakara Hotel in South Jakarta, which is scheduled for Thursday. As quoted by JakartaPost.com, police spokesman Argo Yuwono on Monday said that the Jakarta Police have prepared 2,000 officers. The Jakarta Police and the Indonesian military would help to secure the first presidential debate at the Bidakara. Argo expressed hope that all supporters of both candidates would keep the debate running in an orderly manner. He added that police officers are to be deployed at locations near the debate venue that are prone to traffic congestion. The General Election Commission KPU is to hold a series of 5 presidential debates, which would deal with a different topic in Jakarta, starting on January the 17th. The debates are to be broadcast and live-streamed by national television news agencies. This news comes to you over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The increase in airfares in Indonesia was the result of the rupiah's depreciation against the US dollar that has affected the cost of aircraft maintenance and off-tour. It was stated by Vice President Yusuf Kalla at a seminar of the Association of Jakarta State University Alumni Organizations on Monday. He explained that the government know that the airlines pay in dollars, but buy the airplane in dollars and buy the after in dollars, but the ticket price is in rupiah. Hence, there must be a gradual adjustment. He also noted that the hike in airfares is deemed necessary to keep the airlines operating amidst the rupiah's depreciation against the US dollar. If the price was not increased, maybe the government can enjoy the low price, and so will many airlines today. But tomorrow, the government do not know how many airlines will collapse. Consequently, only certain airlines will control the market in Indonesia. Indonesian President Joko Widodo admitted to having asked suggestions to the third Indonesian President B.J. Habibie regarding human resources development. The president contacted Habibie through a video conference in Presidential Lounge, Jakarta, Monday. As quoted by Tempo.co, President Joko Widodo said that the government currently focuses on the massive development of human resources, and thus Habibie gave many inputs, particularly about education and civilization. He also said that Habibie points out on the education that should be seriously concerned, especially related to vocation and training, as well as civilization. President Joko Widodo explained the civilization in question is related to the culture of productivity, discipline, and hard work. Meanwhile, Habibie conveyed that variety of cultures in Indonesia must be a power source. Earlier, President Jokowi stressed that the focus of 2019 state budget, or the APBN, is on the quality development of human resources. The Investment Coordinating Board, BKPM, issued 1,239 business registration number per day during the period of January 2-11, 2019. As stated by Antara News Agency, the numbers was issued by the agency's new unit called Online Single Submission Service, which has been in operation since early January. Thomas Lembong, the chief of the Investment Coordinating Board, in a statement on Tuesday, said that based on a report that he has received, an average of 1,239 business registration numbers were issued daily, with a total of 8,895 registration numbers of domestic investment, 541 of small and medium-scale enterprises, and 486 of foreign investment. He also said that the Online Single Submission OSS service, taken over from the Office of the Coordinating Minister for the Economic Affairs, has been running smoothly. However, many businessmen were not used to the new online and integrated service system, so an average of 208 businessmen came to the Online Single Submission Lounge located at the Investment Coordinating Board building for registration. And the last item, two replicas of the giant lion are ready to break the record for the Indonesian Museum of Record 2019. The two replicas of giant lion will also be an icon in the implementation of the Chinese New Year and Cap Gomeh to be held in Singkawang City, East Kalimantan Province. In addition, the celebration was also enlivened with two replicas of Naga Bulan. This was set by Singkawang City's Chinese Traditional and Cap Gomeh Committee Chairperson, Chihai Leonardi, in Singkawang on Tuesday. He added the construction of a replica of the giant lion had reached 80%, involving the sons of the original Singkawang region from the death. The 8.88-meter tall lion has meaning since the 8 is a perfect number, so that the celebration of the Chinese New Year and Cap Gomeh this year will run successfully. Therefore, through Chinese New Year and Cap Gomeh activities, the people can strengthen their sense of unity. And listener, to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesian President Joko Widodo meets rural government apparatuses. Ahead of simultaneous presidential and legislative election, 130 overseas election committees continue registering the number of voters. And listeners, that was the news.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, in commentary. In today's commentary, the title is Targeting 10 Million Foreign Tourists. Indonesia targets 20 million tourists to visit the country by the end of 2019. The number is 3 million higher than the previous target in 2017 and 2018. Considering Indonesia has abundant tourism potentials, the Indonesian Tourism Ministry believes that the target can be accomplished. Last week, the Ministry of Tourism released 100 calendar of events Wonderful 2019, namely series of cultural events that aim to promote Indonesia's tourism. The program is established based on the instruction of Indonesian President Joko Widodo. The purpose of the program is to promote tourist destinations in Indonesia through remarkable cultural attraction that visitors can enjoy throughout 2019, such as Cap Gomeh Cultural Festival in Singkawang, West Kalimantan, to be held on 5th up to 6th of February. Cirebon Cultural Festival to be held in Cirebon, West Java on 28th of December. As well as various sport events such as the Jakarta Marathon to be held in October 2019 and Tour de Singkarak in November 2019. This 100 of calendar events is believed to be able to attract foreign tourists to visit Indonesia. It is expected that visitors come not only to explore the natural beauty of Indonesia, which has been internationally acknowledged, but also enhance their understanding about Indonesian culture by witnessing Indonesian cultural attractions. The Tourism Ministry even targets 10 million foreign tourists in the first semester of 2019. Can the target be accomplished? The Indonesian government obviously cannot rely on the charm of Indonesia's natural beauty in a bid to attract 20 million tourists. Indonesia must also optimize the supporting factors of this country in arranging tour packages such as the hospitality of Indonesian people, the affordability of living costs, the high tolerance, as well as the geographical factor that support Indonesia's nature to have a year-long sunlight. Indonesia's achievement of being the 9th friendliest countries in the world based on the report of Gallup Global Law and Order also benefits the country to promote its tourism. The government should also develop and strengthen the programs that have been going on, for example, providing incentive for airlines in a bid to attract tourist group to visit Indonesia, so that the mission to promote 10 new destinations of Indonesia, or known as 10 New Bali Program, can be achieved. The participation of local people in promoting untouched destinations must also be improved in a bid to promote Indonesia's tourism, at least through social media. For example, choosing renowned public figure who has a lot of followers as the brand ambassador to promote Indonesia's tourism. Indonesia must believe that the target can be achieved. Despite the first semester is a low season, the programs that have been arranged by the government are expected to be able to attract many tourists. Through a program called Shifting to the Front, the Indonesian Ministry of Tourism aims to encourage tourism business people to provide interesting tour packages for foreign tourists as the best strategy in accomplishing the target of 20 million tourists. Let's visit Indonesia and enjoy the wonder of the country. That's commentary.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from the state in the past as recorded in history. I'll begin with January 15, 1919. Rosa Luxemburg and Karl Liebknecht, two prominent socialist figures in Germany, killed. Rosa Luxemburg was a Marxist revolutionary who, with Karl Liebknecht, led the Spartacus uprising in Berlin early January 1919. But she was arrested, tortured, and killed on January 15, 1919. Rosa Luxemburg and Karl Liebknecht were killed by Freikorps paramilitary forces. Her name by the East German government is enshrined as a street name in Berlin, namely Rosa Luxemburg Straße and Rosa Luxemburg Platz. Turning now to January 15, 1962, Yos Sudarso died. Commodore Yosafat Sudarso, or known as Yos Sudarso, fell on Macan Tutul Navy ship during the Arusi Battle in Maluku on January 15, 1962, between Indonesia and the Netherlands. This incident occurred when two Dutch-owned destroyer-type ships, Neptune and Freli, attacked the Indonesian Macan Tutul and Macan Kumbang ship belonging to Indonesian Navy on patrol around the Aru waters. Yos Sudarso's name was enshrined as the name of an Indonesian warship, street name, and island name, where January the 15th is commemorated as the Ocean Dharma or Dedication Day. I'll end Today in History with January 15, 1974. Students' demonstrations welcomed the arrival of Japanese Prime Minister Kakuei Tanaka to Jakarta. January the 15 disaster, abbreviated as Malari in Indonesian, was a series of student demonstrations and social unrest that occurred on January the 15, 1974 in Jakarta. The incident occurred when Japanese Prime Minister Kakuei Tanaka was visiting Jakarta. Students planned to welcome him by demonstrating at Halim Perdana Kusuma Air Base. Because they were tightly guarded, a group of students were not able to enter the air base. Finally, they held demonstration throughout the day, which caused riots, arsons, and chaos in Jakarta. As a result of the incident, President Suharto dismissed General Sumitro as head of the Security and Order Command, and then the position of the president's personal assistant was dissolved. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Di ujung kemarau panjang yang gersang dan menyakitkan, kau datang menghantar berjuta kesejukan. Kasih, kau beri udara untuk nafasku, kau beri warna bagi kelabu jiwa. Thank you. butiran hujan mengusik impian semu. Kau hadir di sini di batas kerinduanku. Kasih, kau singkap tirai kabut di hatiku. Kau isi harapan baru untuk menyongsong masa depan bersama.
Voice of Indonesia.
That's the song entitled September Ceria, sung by Vina Panduwinata. You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. In today's edition, I would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in My Indonesia. In today's title of My Indonesia is Indonesia's Contribution for the World in 2019. Listener, today I will bring a topic about Indonesia's contribution for the world in 2019. Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno LP Marsudi said that the time has come for Indonesia, along with the other members of the United Nations Security Council, by the support of all members of the UN, to contribute to achieving the world peace. It was remarked by Minister Retno on her yearly press conference at the Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister in Jakarta on Wednesday. On the occasion, Retno Marsudi told that being appointed as a member of the UN Security Council is not easy. She affirmed that the challenge is how Indonesia can fulfill the responsibility of being a UN Security Council properly. In her press conference attended by ambassadors of friendly countries and leaders of an international organization, Retno Marsudi explained that Indonesia will perform its responsibility wholeheartedly as a non-permanent member of the UN Security Council. Indonesia will officially be a non-permanent member of UN Security Council from May 2019 to the mid of 2020. Issues regarding peacekeeping, counterterrorism, synergy between regional organizations and the UN, as well as the crisis of Palestine, will be the priorities of Indonesia. Minister Retno said that in 2019, Indonesia would also prepare some initiatives such as Indonesia-Africa Infrastructure Dialogue and Indo-Pacific Maritime Dialogue. According to Minister of Foreign Affairs, Indonesia also supports the participation of women to maintain peace and restore humanity. The role of women in maintaining peace and stability will be the concern of Indonesia during its membership as a non-permanent member of UN Security Council. In regional level, Indonesia will hold a meeting on women and peace by inviting ASEAN women diplomatic representatives. In addition to supporting the participation of women to achieve peace, Indonesia will also strengthen disaster response mechanism in response to various natural disasters and their impacts for the regional development, such as by improving the AHA, or Center for Emergency Response and Assessment Team. On the occasion, Retno Marsudi added that recently Indonesia has officially signed up to be member of the UN Human Rights Council for the period of 2020 up to 2022. The election will be held this year. Minister Retno said, as the true partner of democracy, development and social justice, Indonesia is ready to cooperate with other countries to advance and protect the values of human rights. She believes that Indonesian society will support Indonesia's participation in accomplishing the values of human rights. That was my Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
La 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 la
Voice of Indonesia.
That's the song entitled Bohong, sung by 2D. You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, then we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Hello listeners, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to one of traditional dances from Pamekasan, Madura. Stay tuned. Listeners, Indonesia consists of various tribes. There is no wonder if Indonesia is rich of arts and cultures. But there are some of the arts which are almost extinct. Therefore, to preserve them, the regional government of Pamekasan in Madura East Java attempts to carry out some effort. One of its regional main arts is called Getak Mas Dance. Listeners, Getak Mas Dance is one of traditional dances which becomes part of Ludruk Sandur performance. Ludruk Sandur or Sandur art is a kind of folk art which is most loved by Pamekasan people. The art is always performed in every event, such as wedding party, circumcision, and many others. No wonder, all Pamekasan people know the art well. In Ludruk Sandur performance, Getak Mas Dance is performed as opening of the arts performance. Listeners, Getak Mas Dance is known with the names Klonowan Dance. Every movement of the dance depends on the sound of gendang or drum with sounds G and Tak. The sound of the drum which is followed with the dance is named Getak Mas Dance. Until now, the name of Klonowan has no more used and it is changed to be Getak Mas Dance. The traditional dance describes a figure of Prabhu Baladewa in the Dalang Madura Mas performance. Madura people are very proud with the figure. Baladewa is a figure with strong and stiff character, and he is open-minded in revealing every problem. The characters are considered to describe characters of Madura people in general. Listeners, Pamekasan Regional Government has decided Getak Mas Dance as the main traditional dance of Pamekasan Regency. Since 2010, the dance has been taught to students as extracurriculum subject. It is valued, effective to protect the preservation of the dance. Listeners, that was Indonesian Wonder for today featuring Getak Mas Dance from Pamekasan, Madura, East Java. Thank you for listening.
bertemu. Aku punya perasaan, nampaknya kau tak mengerti. Tahukah dirimu, tahukah hatimu, berulang ku ketuk, aku mencintamu. Tapi dirimu tak pernah sadari aku yang jatuh cinta. Aku selalu menemani saat kau rapuh dan jatuh. Namun saat kau bahagia, nampaknya ku terlupakan. Tahukah dirimu, tahukah hatimu, berulang ku ketuk, aku mencintamu. Tapi dirimu tak pernah sadari aku yang jatuh cinta. Ingin aku jadi kekasih yang baik, berikan aku kesempatan. Oh, tahukah dirimu, tahukah hatimu, berulang ku ketuk, aku mencintamu. Tapi dirimu tak pernah sadari yang jatuh cinta. Dan aku mencintamu, tapi dirimu tak pernah sadari aku sungguh jatuh cinta. Bukan ku tanpa alasan.
Voice of Indonesia.
That's the song entitled Aku Yang Jatuh Cinta, sung by Dudi Chris. You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to give you another information about interesting tourism that happens in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary, phrases, and idioms and guides you to use them in a conversation. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Foreign Broadcasting Station, and the Agency for Language Development, the Ministry of Education and Culture of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Berapa Umur Anda? Or in English, How Old Are You? First, I'll introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and phrases related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly twice. You can follow after me.
Berapa umur Anda?
Umur saya 27 tahun.
Oh.
Kalau Anda?
28 tahun.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce words and vocabulary related to today's topic. Berapa umur Anda? Berapa umur Anda? Which means, how old are you? I will say the words two times and you can repeat after me. Berapa umur Anda? Berapa umur Anda, which means how old are you? Umur saya 27 tahun. Umur saya 27 tahun. I'm 27 years old. 28 tahun. 28 tahun. 28 years. Usia. Usia. Age. 0. 0. 0. 1. 1. 1. 2. 2. 2. 3. 3. 3. 4. 4. 4. 5. 5. 5. 6. 6. 6. 7. 7. 7. 8. 8. 8. 9. 9. 9. 10. 10. 10. 20. 20. 20. Puluhan. Puluhan. Tens. To ask someone's age, you can say, berapa umur Anda? Berapa umur Anda? Which means, how old are you? Or reverse it into, umur Anda berapa? Umur Anda berapa? Which means the same. How old are you? To answer that, you can say, umur saya 27 tahun. Umur saya 27 tahun, which means I'm 27 years old. Or you can immediately say 27 tahun. 27 tahun, which means 27 years. Umur. Umur or usia. Usia both mean age and have the same use. To ask someone's age, you must learn numbers in Indonesian. From 0, 0 which means 0, up to puluhan. Puluhan, which means tens. Before ending, let's speak Bahasa Indonesia today. For more details, let's listen to the example of the conversation once again.
Berapa umur Anda?
Umur saya 27 tahun.
Oh.
Kalau Anda?
28 tahun.
That was today's edition of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hopefully, it can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. Let's meet again tomorrow with a different topic. Thank you for listening. Sampai berjumpa lagi. Till we meet again.
Selalu menyakitiku, bukankah dia yang melukaimu? Mungkinkah cintamu kepada diriku tanpa kepastian? Mungkin hanya pelarian. Tulus kau cintai aku, kau tak menjadari sering kau sakiti aku hingga ku kecewa. Ku tak ingin bila cinta di hatimu membayangi di antara kita. Bila memang harus kau ingin.
hanya pelarian cintamu hingga tak tulus kau cintai aku. Kau tak menyadari sering kau sakiti aku.
Voice of Indonesia.
That's the song entitled Ku Ingin Kau Cintai Aku Setulus Hatimu, sung by Dian Kusuma. You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, next program, we would like to give you information about music. For today's edition, we will present traditional music. Have nice listening.
Listeners, welcome back to Music Corner. In today's edition, I will present you a Malay song entitled Masih Mencintainya or I Still Love Her, sung by a musical group named Papinka. Listeners, the song Masih Mencintainya is one of the top singles of Papinka. The song talks about someone who is sung in devastation because the lover betrays him by ditching him for another man. Although his lover has left him, the man cannot forget her easily. In conjunction to the lyrics, the music of the song sounds gloomy and emotional. Papinka is an Indonesian group band originally from Pangkal Pinang, the capital of Bangka Province. The name Papinka is the abbreviation of Pangkal Pinang Bangka. The band was formed in 2010. It consists of Sefra Yolindi as the vocalist, Andre as the bassist, Rio as the guitarist, as well as BJ as the drummer. They rose into fame through a song entitled Dimana Hatimu, which literally means Where is your heart? Or connotatively means Why did you hurt me? Well, let's listen to Masih Mencintainya or I Still Love Her by Papinka. Happy listening.
Jika teringat tentang dirimu, berlinang air mataku. Ku rindu saat-saat bersamamu, kasih sayangmu padaku. Namun kini kau bukan milikku, dan berakhir sudah cintaku. Biarkan saja hatiku bicara, ku masih sayang padamu. Aku selalu mendoakanmu agar kau bahagia bersama dirinya selamanya. Mengapa mudahnya hatimu mendua? Ku lapangkan dada walau aku terluka. Semoga bahagia bersama dirinya, karena kau telah memilih dia. Betapa sakitnya apa yang ku rasa. Tuhan kuatkanlah hatiku yang terluka. Semoga ku bisa untuk melupakannya, karena ku masih mencintainya. Namun kini kau bukan milikku, dan berakhir sudah cintaku. Biarkan saja hatiku bicara, ku masih sayang padamu. Aku selalu mendoakanmu agar kau bahagia bersama dirinya selamanya. Bersama dirinya, karena kau telah memilih dia. Betapa sakitnya apa yang ku rasa. Tuhan kuatkanlah hatiku yang terluka. Semoga ku bisa untuk melupakannya, karena ku masih mencintainya.
Voice of Indonesia.